Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Taoiseach Micheál Martin is urged to meet with the family of Sinn Féin councillor Eddie Fullerton, who was shot dead in his Buncrana home 35 years ago next month. A Donegal TD tells the Dáil it's vital the government clarify the situation regarding side-by-side rebuilding under the defective concrete block scheme. Meanwhile, councillor Liam Blaney says he stands over comments he made about the 100% redress party in the county council chamber earlier this week. And a new communications campaign is being launched by the government to help people conserve energy. It comes as a compensation scheme has been announced today for the agriculture, haulage and construction sectors. Well, later on we'll have sports news with Mark. That's coming up at around 6:15. But we're going to begin with the murder 35 years ago of Donegal councillor Eddie Fullerton. The Sinn Féin representative was shot dead at his home in Buncrana on May 25th that year. In the Dáil this afternoon, Taoiseach Micheál Martin was urged to meet with his family. Deputy Patrick McLaughlin said the family have been let down by Gardaí and the state. He claimed that Gardaí have known the names of those responsible since 1993 and knew most of the names in 1991. At least one of those, Deputy McLaughlin claimed, was a well-known loyalist, terrorist and British agent who was involved in several high-profile murders in County Derry and elsewhere.
And Garda Síochána have been aware of the names of all of those who murdered Eddie since late 1993, and they had most of the killers' names in late 1991. One of those killers went on to oversee 17 murders, including the massacres at Castle Rock and Grey Steel in 1993. He was a sectarian serial killer and a British military agent, and he has been shielded from justice for all of these years. Taoiseach, the family of Eddie Fullerton has requested to meet with you, as they did with your predecessor, Bertie Ahern, in 2007. Will you listen to their compelling story and act on their demands? Will you meet with them?
First of all, I don't think I've received correspondence. I'll check it. I don't want to be...
You will.
I will, is it? Yeah. Well, obviously, when people seek a meeting, I'll do my very best to meet with people. My understanding with Ungarn, not in this case, but generally speaking, the Garda Síochána do everything they possibly can to prosecute and to get to the bottom of murders of this kind, which are reprehensible, and to try and bring the culprits to justice. But I certainly will examine the situation. Yeah.
Well, staying in Leinster House, and Donegal TD today told the Dáil it's vital that the government clarify the situation regarding side-by-side rebuilding under the defective concrete block scheme. It's an arrangement under which a new house can be built beside an existing home, allowing a seamless move from one to the other. 100% Redress Representative Deputy Charles Ward told the Dáil this is particularly important for older people and people with disabilities. He cited one case in particular in Kerrykeel, where a family with a seriously disabled teenager is ready, but they're waiting for the go-ahead from government. The government has indicated that side-by-side will be allowed in certain circumstances, but no details have been provided as to how that will operate. Well, Deputy Ward told Taoiseach Micheál Martin that a lack of information is leaving many people in limbo.
I am dealing with a family in Kerrykeel with a child who's severely disabled and who currently are dealing with electrical issues with the house because the house is structurally unsound, it's moving. That child, well, she's 18 now, next week, is on an air mattress that when it goes down, she's prone to ulcers and back sores. So her framework for her house cannot be bolted to the house because the house is not suitable. So they are waiting to go. The house is there that they're in, but the house they're waiting to build is out in the garden. We're waiting for approval. We need approval and we're needing answers.
The scale and pace of this is growing enormously. So I will talk to the Minister and ask him to engage with you in terms of clarity on that specific point, where can, particularly families that are under pressure with either disabilities or with wider range of issues.
There's a reality going on here that this scheme is only at 2% capacity. When it starts to move and it starts to crank up, we acknowledge the money's been spent, but the money's been spent, there's only 300 homes built. 3,000 people caught in this scheme, and thousands of more are currently waiting.
Thank you, colleagues.
In Donegal are all dealing with this,
Thank
and we
you,
know what's going on in the
Taoiseach
ground.
Will respond.
Yeah, and I've spoken to people in Donegal, and I've spoken to people, public representatives, who said there is real momentum in the scheme. Look,
don't interrupt.
We announced this.
Allow his answer.
New asks all of the time in relation to the scheme. Like, we need to get on with it. and get it delivered. No, we do. And the legislation has changed, expert advice has changed, the science has changed. Government commitment is absolutely 100% in terms of delivering this scheme. And 3,000 people are not trapped in the scheme. They're engaged in the scheme and involved in the scheme at different stages.
And you can listen to that whole discussion on our website, highlandradio.com. Staying with the issue of defective concrete blocks, and Donegal Councillor Liam Blaney today said he stands over comments he made earlier this week about the 100% redress party. The Fianna Fáil representative said a negative narrative is discouraging homeowners from applying by claiming that the scheme, which has been repeatedly labelled as not fit for purpose, doesn't work. The remarks came during a heated discussion in the chamber after Councillor Thomas Sean Devine sought to table a motion of no confidence in the government at a special meeting which had been called earlier this week. That move to move that motion was unsuccessful. Well, on today's Greg Hughes show, Councillor Liam Blaney said successful cases under the scheme are being overlooked.
There are people out there who the scheme does accommodate, and there are people out there who are getting their houses remediated for the scheme and who have got their houses remediated for the scheme. And I said everybody on the other side of the chamber knows somebody has got, or most of them, if not them all, know somebody that has got their houses remediated by the scheme. But I always put this bit to it at the end. Never do I mention, but I put this bit to it, is that there's people out there who the scheme does not accommodate. And it says up to us all on here, this is my words, up to us all on here to work together to find solutions for that. That is the first comments I made. And I make them regularly. And as soon as I make comments about the scheme accommodating people, I'm attacked. But the 100% crowd does not want to hear it and does not like to hear it. They want to put it negative all the time that the scheme is not working. They don't want to see people getting their houses remediated because there'd be no need for them.
You all say... Okay, well, there's a couple of things there I want to pick you on up there. But one of the things you said is that you're saying that the scheme is not for everyone, but it would accommodate a lot of people, and that the negativity towards the scheme by, and you've labelled, you've placed this at the door of the 100% redress party, it's preventing people who could benefit from the scheme going on the scheme. So you're saying, are you, that that party is actually putting people off being able to avail of the scheme?
Yes, 100% stand over that. And it's not just that party, it's other parties as well.
And that's obviously part of a wider discussion on today's Greg Hughes Show. And you can listen back to the whole of the Greg Hughes Show. It's podcast on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also watch the show as it unfolded on our Facebook pages and on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland, as well. Moving on, a new communications campaign is being launched by the government to help people conserve energy. It comes alongside details of the €505 million fuel support scheme for the agriculture, haulage and construction sector. Applications for the supports open next week for farmers and farm contractors, and in 2 to 3 weeks for hauliers and coach operators. Transport Minister Dara O'Brien says the communication strategy will support households and businesses.
As well as highlighting the €755 million package of supports, including those which we're announcing now, the campaign points to long-term supports and grants available to households, farms, contractors and businesses to lower energy costs. The campaign also shares advice on immediate steps households can take now to save energy and to save money.
Garda say a collision occurred near Church Hill in the early hours of this morning. The novice driver of the car was found to be approximately 8.5 times over the legal limit. They were arrested on suspicion of drink driving by Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit. They were then charged to appear in court. Neither they nor their passenger sustained injuries. Meanwhile, police in Derry today arrested a man following a collision on the Leckie Road. It happened in the early hours of this morning. Officers received a report that a red Kia Sportage had crashed into two parked cars in the vicinity of Durrow Park shortly after 5 a.m. Two males were seen running from the vehicle toward the city centre following the collision. A female was spoken to at the scene. A short time later, a 33-year-old man was arrested in the Little James's Street area on suspicion of a number of offences, including driving whilst unfit, aggravated taking and driving away, and failing to remain at the scene. Police are urging anyone who witnessed the collision or captured dashcam or CCTV footage from the area which could help with the investigation to make contact with them at Strand Road. Police in Strabane have confirmed they're treating the daubing of graffiti on a war memorial on Strabane's Derry Road as a sectarian-motivated hate crime. It's reported the incident may have occurred sometime between 9 o'clock on Saturday night and 6 on Sunday morning. Similar graffiti has now appeared in the Abercorn Square area of the town. There was no progress on government commitments to introduce a cost of disability payment or the provision of alternative respite options for carers last year. They are among 13 areas within the programme for government to show no progress in the first year of term. That's according to the Family Carer Scorecard for 2025. None of the 34 commitments were fully achieved. Four were regressive. Angela Briggs from Tullamore cares for her daughter Tyra. She says family carers need more support.
It's a fight every day from the time you get up with regards to you're fighting either social welfare or you're fighting the HSC or CHI. Like, you know, you're constantly just trying to jump through hoops to get certain things that are needed.
Well, Children's Minister Norma Foley says work is being done to deliver necessary supports.
Presently, there is a public consultation ongoing. Everybody invited to share their views and their lived experience in terms of disability with a view for the next budget introducing a cost of disability payment.
Human error has been blamed for the bed miscount in relation to Buncrana Community Hospital. The HSC had to go back on a commitment that there'd be 41 beds available when the nursing unit reopens after a long delayed renovation works. It emerged yesterday the number will actually be 36 because 11 beds were double counted in the original consideration. John Joe McGowan is integrated service lead with the HSC in the area. He told Greg Hughes this morning it was an oversight.
It was basic human error, Greg. There was no failure of any audit system. It was a human error. The registered beds in Buncrana Community Hospital are 30. There was an addition of 11 beds during COVID for a COVID ward, and they were a double count. They should have, in the new, what the system or what the unit will look like when the renovation works are completed, should have included them 11 beds instead of adding them on. So they should have been included in the initial 30 registered beds for the unit, not added on to it. Mm. And it was as simple as that.
So when was the double counting error discovered and why did it take up until it did for it to be publicly corrected?
The discovery was during the week this week. There was correspondence with the public representatives in relation to the error, and then a public representative put the error forward on your show yesterday, and then thus after we put the public statement out in relation to it.
And that was John Joe McGowan there speaking to Greg Hughes. Homes and businesses are being warned to prepare for sharper swings between drought and flooding as the climate changes. The European State of the Climate report highlights growing pressure on water systems. Dr. Sean Harrigan, Associate Professor of Hydroclimatology at Maynooth University, says Ireland is following a wider European trend with extreme wet and dry conditions becoming more common. He's warning the country's water and flood defences must be upgraded to cope with a future of more intense and unpredictable weather.
This is the eighth year of this report that I've been involved in, and every year we're seeing extremes developing and we're seeing increased pressure on the amount of water available for drinking purposes and for agriculture and businesses. And then floods, we're seeing devastating floods happen year on year.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's approaching 40 minutes to 6 o'clock. Good evening, Mark Goddard.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with snooker. Mark Allen has made the final four of the World Snooker Championships for just the third time in his career. The Antrim native defeated England's Barry Hawkins 13-11 earlier. Neil Robertson and John Higgins resume from 7 o'clock this evening with the Australian leading 9-7. In soccer, a thunderstorm warning has been issued in Madrid ahead of this evening's Champions League semi-final. Arsenal take on Atletico at the Metropolitano from 8 o'clock in the first leg of the tie. Manager Mikel Arteta believes his team are confident despite being away from home.
You could sense it straight away, the energy, the confidence coming into this game. It's a massive privilege to be here again 2 years in a row in the semi-final of the Champions League, representing our club. And yeah, what an opportunity. We're going to grab it with both hands. You're going to see a team that wants to be dominant, that wants to win it.
Kickoff in Spain is at 8 o'clock. PSG were 5-4 winners over Bayern Munich in the first leg of the other semi-final last night. Locally, there's one fixture in the Premier Division of the Donegal League this evening. Kildrum Tigers play Fannet United. That game is at Station Road and gets underway from 7 o'clock. Derry City's James McLean has given a positive update on the hip injury, which he last week stated may end his footballing career. In a statement on his social media, McLean says he has met with a specialist who gave him better news than he was expecting. The former Irish international international also said he is continuing his rehabilitation and will travel to Dubai for some warm weather training later this week. In horse racing, it's day two of the Punchestown Festival with the Gold Cup, the feature race this evening. With the latest from Punchestown, here's Dave Keena.
Four races over at Punchestown. The first of the Grade 1s, the novice hurdle, went to Lefremiere, trained in England by Harry Derham. A first Grade 1 success for Harry, ridden to victory by JJ Slevin. Jackovic Cavern, a 33-1 shot, won the opener. Raise You Up led home a 1-2 for Ross O'Sullivan in the Red Mills final. And Quinto de Lago credited Donna Myler with his 50th winner of the campaign when the 92 shot won the Louis Fitzgerald hurdle. In association with Paddy Power News for all your Punchestown Festival tips, I'm Dave Keener.
The Gold Cup goes to post at 6:05. Moving on to Gaelic games, the Ulster Under-20 football final will take place in Armagh this evening. Tyrone are still on course for three provincial and All-Ireland titles in a row. The Red Hand youngsters face Monaghan in the decider. Donegal man Mark Dorian will be the referee for that game, where throw-in is at 7:30. And the Connacht Under-20 decider will also be played this evening. Mayo and Roscommon meet in Tuam from 6:30. Well, Antrim GAA chairperson Seamus McMullen says they're treating concerns raised by players very seriously. Members of the county's hurling team had written a letter expressing concern over rumours of a failed attempt to oust manager Davy Fitzgerald from his role. However, the board has since clarified that at no point was that decision taken. The squad also cancelled training last night after a request to meet with the county chair was not honoured. McMullen has since said he is open to addressing the concerns directly, but he couldn't meet the panel last night due to other commitments. Moving on to motorsport, Silverstone has offered to host any Formula One races cancelled due to hostilities in the Middle East. The Bahrain and Saudi Arabian Grand Prix were both called off earlier this month due to the ongoing conflict. Races in Qatar and Abu Dhabi remain in the calendar for later this year, and Silverstone CEO Stuart Pringle says they would be happy to fill in any gaps.
We stepped in during COVID and we were able to help Formula One, and if that would help, then of course we will. You know, the offer's in, they know we're here, and we can move quickly if asked.
You've got spare windows in the year to be able to hold additional races.
I pride myself on not having spare windows, but everything's movable in a crisis.
And finally, for this evening in rugby, Munster have confirmed that Jack O'Donoghue has signed a new deal at the province. The back row has togged out 236 times for the Reds across his 8 years at the province. The new deal will see him remain there for at least one more season. That is all your sport for today. We're back with more during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Back to you, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. A Foyle MLA says women in Northern Ireland are being let down by their political representatives when it comes to healthcare. Sinead McLaughlin told the Assembly this week women's healthcare north of the border lags behind England, Scotland, Wales and the Republic. But despite promises and lip service, she says, the situation hasn't improved. She highlighted the testimony of one young woman in Derry who lives in constant pain but has been waiting 7 years for a gynaecological procedure. Ms. McLaughlin says for women in more deprived areas in particular, the situation is stark.
This Assembly is not short of awareness. Motions have been passed. Members across parties have raised women's health repeatedly and commitments have been acknowledged. Yet despite all of that, women are still waiting and still being let down. Northern Ireland remains the only part of the UK without a dedicated women's health strategy. And we see the consequences clearly in health inequality. Women in the most deprived communities can expect to live over 5 years less than those in the least deprived areas, with a 14 years gap in healthy life expectancy. Nowhere is this failure more visible than in gynaecare, with over 37,000 women waiting assessment or treatment. I met a girl the other day in my constituency. She's waiting 7 years for a gynae intervention. It's shocking what people are going through. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the UK, progress is being made. The relaunch of the Women's Health Strategy in England aims to tackle medical misogyny. It includes measures to improve standard of care, including ensuring women are offered appropriate pain relief for invasive procedures. That progress has to be welcome, but it also underlines that Northern Ireland is falling even further behind. A comprehensive women's health strategy is long overdue. Nothing else is acceptable. The Minister must act with urgency, not only for women today, but for the future generation who risk growing up in a society that continues to treat them as second-class citizens in healthcare.
Sinead McLaughlin speaking in the Assembly at Stormont. An investigation has been launched after a quad bike was stolen from a shed in Church Hill. It happened at around 5 o'clock yesterday morning. The family say it's worth around £7,500 when it was first purchased 5 years ago. Elaine described what they found on CCTV footage when she spoke to Greg Hughes this morning.
The vehicle is a Honda 500 TRX 2016, and my husband, Barry, has had it for 5 years, and he would have obviously serviced that and had tyres and all done over the time that he's had it. What we know is from our footage, the quad was taken around 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning, the 28th of April. So on the CCTV footage, a man comes in and he walks up along the right-hand side of the lane and he stays out really wide. So he's obviously conscious as well that there may be cameras around. Mm. And then he goes into the shed. You can't really see much of him going in, but he comes out then because there's a small trailer blocking where the quad is. So he had to move the trailer out against a wall. So you can see him bending down then to put the trailer against the wall. Mm-hmm. And he goes back in and he walked around so that obviously he's not been picked up as much. And he must have like climbed over gates inside. And he spends a few minutes in there then. And the next thing you can see is him pushing the quad out. And he pushed it the whole way over the lane.
Ishke Aaron says planned works to support upgrades to the water network in East Donegal have been successfully completed, with water supplies now restored to the vast majority of homes, businesses, schools and other facilities. With more, here is Donna Marie Doherty.
The works involved in the installation of a new connection as part of ongoing upgrades along the N15 from McClay's Corner to the Admiran Park Junction in Stranorlar. More than 700 metres of ageing water mains are being replaced as part of the project, which will help reduce the risk of bursts, improve water quality and provide a more reliable water supply to homes and businesses in the area. Ishke Aaron have found customers in Stranorlar, Ballybuffet, Drumkeen, Convoy, Raffoe, Killigorton and Castle Finn and the surrounding areas for their patience and cooperation while the works were carried out. They say the installation works were completed successfully and water supply has been restored. However, they say it may take longer for normal supply to be restored to customers at the end of the network or in higher ground as the system recharges.
Dry and sunny this evening with mostly moderate easterly winds. Tonight, dry with long clear spells early on. Cloud gradually increasing from the south later. Lowest overnight temperature, 6 to 9 degrees Celsius in light to moderate easterly winds. It'll be dry for much of tomorrow Thursday with some sunny spells. Cloud increasing in the afternoon. However, outbreaks of rain will develop by tomorrow evening. Top temperatures, 15 to 18 degrees Celsius. Moderate or fresh east to south easterly winds easing as the evening goes on. Looking at the closing headlines, Taoiseach Micheál Martin is being urged to meet with the family of Sinn Féin councillor Eddie Ferdinand, who was shot dead in his Buncrana home 35 years ago. In the Dáil this afternoon, Deputy Padraig McLaughlin said the family have been let down by the Gardaí and the state. He claims Gardaí knew the names of all those responsible since 1993 and already knew most of the names by the end of 1991. The Donegal TD has told the Dáil it's vital the government clarify the situation regarding side-by-side rebuilding under the defective concrete block scheme. It's an arrangement under which a new house can be built beside an existing home, allowing a seamless move from the one to the other. You can listen to both discussions on our website, highlandradio.com. All of today's news you can read there on the website. And we're back with headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday, the 29th of April. The death has occurred of Frank Mullins, Ballymacarthur, Greencastle, reposing at his late residence. Funeral from his home on Friday at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on Emma McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Frida Hayden, née McBride, Ballyrain Road, Letterkenny, formerly of Bunbeg, reposing at the family home at Ballyrain Road until 7 o'clock this evening. Family time, please, before the funeral, which takes place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Eunan's Cathedral. It can be viewed on churchservices.tv. It'll be followed by burial in Cornwall Cemetery. Family Flowers only pleads donations, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Joe McLaughlin, late of Lay McCrossan, Quigley's Point and Dublin. Joe's remains are reposing at his brother Tommy's home at Carrow Keel, Quigley's Point. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Columbus Church, Drung, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family time, please, from 9 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Seamus Quinn, 7 Springburn Road, Derry, reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20, going to St Mary's Church, Ardmore, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in St Mary's Cemetery. The death has taken place of Jerome Jerry Brennan, late of Cabra West, Sandy Hill Gardens, Dublin, and Ardra, reposing at Pat and Sarah's home, 63 Deer Park, Ashburn, until 7 o'clock this evening. Removal tomorrow morning to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Ashburn, arriving for funeral mass at 11 o'clock, followed by cremation in Glasnevin Crematorium at 1 o'clock. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.